When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, coming back from the 420 break. Fancy Brian's favorite time of the day. We got new polling in the U.S. Senate race, great state of Wisconsin. Those that would hope to oppose Ron Johnson. Let's call this the good team. But there's lots of people vying to be the top of the ticket. And saw this information first being shared by Mandela Barnes's campaign. And Mandela is currently the lieutenant governor in the state of Wisconsin. And Mandela, I guess, right now would have to be acknowledged as the front runner. He certainly has the highest name recognition. Although there are other candidates that do currently hold statewide office. Specifically, I mean, Sarah Godlewski. She is the state treasurer. And there are others that hold, you know, prominent office, like the Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson. And, you know, there's the Bucks executive Alex Lassery. I'm sure you've seen his ads. The polling would seem to indicate that lots of Wisconsinites have seen his ads. And then there's this whole second tier, Jillian Bettino and others. We have Peter Pekarsky's ads right here on Devil Radio 92.7. They play out here. A little frustrated for our pal Peter. They didn't even poll Peter. But anyways, there is new polling out. Data for Progress polled 524 likely Democratic primary voters in Wisconsin. They did this utilizing text messages, and this polling comes from mid-November 2021. So, who do you like? That's the question. First question being asked. And Mandela Barnes, and I'm not clear, but this seemingly is polling that his campaign has embraced. So Mandela Barnes is led here in the crosstabs. And amongst Mandela's support, very favorable. The top line, 35% of Wisconsinites, Democratic primary, probable voters, hold a very favorable view of Mandela. Somewhat favorable, 27%. But his total favorable rating, 62% amongst probable Democratic primary voters. That's pretty good. Unfavorable for Mandela, 9%. That puts him currently top line at a plus 53%. So, you know, Mandela's feeling pretty damn good about that. His campaign is sharing this polling, no doubt, because they feel really good about the outcomes. Those, and here are a few interesting notes. Again, the favorability rating of Mandela Barnes. Amongst females, Mandela is plus 56. Amongst males, plus 52. Under 45, the young people, plus 48. Over 45, I find myself in that group, plus 56 favorability for Mandela. No college, plus 50. And amongst the college graduates, Mandela's a plus 60. That is his highest favorable rating. Those listed under the college category. And then there's Sarah Godlewski. She, the other one holding statewide office, state treasurer, Sarah Godlewski. Amongst the very favorable, her top line, 9%. Somewhat favorable, 12%. Haven't heard enough to say, 74%. So she's got a...
That's bad. She's great when she gets in front of people.
Yes, she is.
That means she's not in front of people.
Well, I've said she's got a lot of it. And my understanding is Sarah's been running digital ads, but it has not had the necessary impact, at least not now. Favorability for Sarah Godlewski, the state treasurer, plus 15. I mean, for, you know, let's say an incumbent, that'd be a hell of a good number. But haven't heard enough to say 74%. So a lot of Democrats don't have an opinion of Sarah Godlewski. Who's next? Alex Lassery. Now, this is the man on the move, at least in the polling. Alex Lassery is certainly moving up. His top line, very favorable, 10% on the top line. That means amongst all polled. Somewhat favorable, 20%. Haven't heard enough to say 62%. But Alex's favorability ratings up to plus 22. And I would say if anyone has moved up in the polling, it's been Lassery. And Lassery, who obviously is a Milwaukee Bucks executive on leave and perhaps, you know, born under a kind star, let's say. His father, in part, owns the Bucks. Well, Lassery spent a lot of money helping to push these numbers up. And you know who's really, really starting to fall in love with Alex Lazary? The 45 and over set. He's a plus 26% amongst them. That is his highest column. Tom Nelson doing okay. He's plus 15, top line, bottom line. Tom Nelson, 76% of Democratic probable voters haven't heard enough about Tom Nelson, the Outagamie County executive. Jillian Bettino, she's appeared on this show. She is way down in the, you know, just people know who she is. 91% have not heard enough about her. She is a Wausau-based radiologist, a very dynamic human being, new to politics. She is a net favorable. 6 find her favorable, 3 find her unfavorable, plus 3, but 91% have not heard enough about her. Stephen Olicara, also a dynamic young man. I met him through Barb Lawton. She's very, very high on this, Stephen Olicara. Very favorable, 1%. Somewhat, so anyways, his favorability is 5, his unfavorable 3 is plus 2, but that means 92% of voters don't really have an opinion yet of Stephen Olicara. Adam Murphy, he's also sort of a non-issue, at least in the current polling. Adam Murphy at 93%. I got to tell you, I have not had the opportunity to speak with Adam Murphy yet. I regret that our pal Peter is not yet appearing in the polling. They may not have asked about Peter. He's been advertising right here on Devil Radio. I find that to be a favorable thing. Thank you, Peter. But wonder what you think, listeners. Devil Radio family, the U.S. Senate race, Mandela, the front runner. Are you happy if it's just Mandela at the finish line? Can we end the primary process, you know, 8-9 months early? We call him Mandela the winner. That's kind of what happened with Tony Evers. Tony Evers, always the front runner, never really, really got challenged and never saw his lead erode during the entire course of the primary. But of course, Evers was not running against any billionaires, kids. And Alex Lazary, he's going up the charts with a bullet. He's probably number 2 in the polling right now. You're number 1 in our hearts when you call the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. The Friday Happy or Happy Hour, it continues. In a world gone mad, you're so bad.
Good people don't smoke marijuana.
I'm bad, and that's good. I will never be good, and that's not bad.
Kind of grabs you by the boo-boo, don't it?